It's a very interesting lesson that Jesus teaches us today, that he was preaching and he was doing miracles. Some believed, some didn't. The same things, from the same data, from the same witness, experience, listening to his voice and seeing miracles. Some believed, some didn't. And the reason that we're given is because they belong to me. The sheep who belong to me, those who are Jesus's, who are in relationship with him, who are following him, they are able to hear his voice. Their relationship with Jesus and being a follower of him births in us the ability to hear his voice and to believe. It's this wonderful gift that we're given, that my sheep hear my voice. It's a wonderful promise. And I believe today, looking back on this, we can think, there are two ways that we can engage with the voice of God in the Bible, which is it's our very important gift of hearing the voice of the Lord. Two ways. We can approach it as a way which is good and nothing wrong with, is to study it, to learn something about it, to pick individual stories and to really break them open. And then there's another way as well, which is to be intimate with the Word of God, to be in relationship with it. See, the first way, we engage with the Word of God through curiosity, through learning lessons, through what's happening today in the gospel, what does Jesus mean, and trying to intellectually work it out. But there's another way we can engage with the verse we have today, and that's through intimacy. That's through opening up our hearts to allowing them to be pierced by the Word, to be shaken to the core, to our souls to encounter through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, to encounter what the Word of God is saying to us, allow it to change us. Sometimes when we study the Bible, it helps us to grow in wisdom and understanding. And when we allow it to pierce our heart, it forms us from the inside. When you're intimate with someone, when you're really close in relationship to someone, you don't just know facts about them. You don't just know their history or their favorite food, how many siblings they have. When you first have a dinner with someone and you ask all those questions, what do you do for work, that type of thing. But when you really are in a relationship with someone, you know far more than this. You know their hearts, their longings, their desires, how they feel about you, what they say to you, what they really mean, on a level that's deeper than words. That's what we're invited to with the Word of God. And the Bible isn't just this series of individual stories that we can hone into intellectually, which is a good thing, but it's also this continuous story from page one all the way to the back of this marvelous connection of themes and a continual thread that lead us to Jesus, that let us understand who he is at a deeper level than just intellectual, at our hearts, and in our experience. We have the smell of the sheep. It's wonderful. I remember my father's from Chile, South America, and I know my dad, okay? He's my dad. But there's part of him that I don't know, because he grew up overseas and then he migrated here. And it wasn't until I was 19, 18, we went as a family. The tickets were dirt cheap because it was the middle of the year and it was a fluke price. We all went and I was able to walk the streets of where my dad grew up. I went into his house. I looked around. I saw his bedroom. I saw his neighbours. I spoke to his neighbours. And I went to the soccer field where he played, and there were all these stones he used to say he used to fall over, and I got to know him at such a deeper level. Brothers and sisters, when we open up the Word of God, when we open up even the Old Testament, we get to know Jesus at such a deeper level. When we hear about his culture, his family, his the people of God, the history in the Bible becomes our history. We know it intimately. And that's what the sheep of God are called to do, to open up to his word, to know it not just intellectually but intimately in our hearts, so that we can be his followers and his sheep. Amen.